In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good morning, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. If you're one of my friends that listens in real time, happy Friday. Today, I thought it would be fun to share a little good news roundup. I found most of this information from positive.news, which is linked in the show notes if you're interested. There was quite a bit of good news from this past week that was collected in this article, and I highly encourage you to check it out. But for now, this past Friday was International Women's Day, which is how I ended up on this article in the first place. But basically, this really cool project led by Lucy Moore, a UK-based Wikipedia editor, who wanted to address the lack of female representation on the website. She said, "On English Wikipedia, only 19.76% of biographies are about women, which I don't think accurately represents our contributions to the world. Women from countries everywhere are doing extraordinary things that need to be better known." So Lucy Moore, with a vision, decided to go about editing and profiling 532 women, which means, thanks to this insightful work, there is a Wikipedia biography for at least one woman for every country. And I think that's pretty special. In other good news, the day after Women's Day, this past Saturday, a methane satellite has gone into orbit, and thankfully, for once in this timeline, it is not to release more methane into the planet, it's actually to monitor for it, in hopes that it will correspond to more accountability by these major companies and militaries and government polluters. Evidently, methane is around 30 times stronger than CO2. Which accounts for an estimated 16% of emissions. But a majority of methane leaks go undetected as they make their escape from oil wells. But thanks to the new satellite, named MethaneSat, it will much more easily be able to identify methane sources, which can pave the way for greater accountability and hopefully, potentially, rapid reductions. The satellite itself was developed by the nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund and launched by SpaceX. Some 150 nations have signed the Global Methane Pledge to cut methane emissions by at least 30% by 2030. And every time I read a story like this, I get really happy and inspired because it reminds me that not all of the smartest people are working for the villains in this timeline. In fact, there's a lot of brilliant people constantly working on and developing strategies, inventions, recipes, ways of doing things, designs, all to better the world in which we live in, and not just for profit, but for the good of all of us and the planet itself. I don't know, it makes me really excited because at the end of the day, it is more profitable and exciting to hear a story that creates more fear and anxiety, but that's absolutely not the whole picture. Just because we don't hear about it doesn't mean people aren't working on solutions for it. And that's pretty cool to me. Speaking of emissions, Advanced economies saw a record fall in their CO2 emissions in 2023, even though the GDP was growing, according to a report by the International Energy Agency, which attributed the decline to a combination of strong renewables deployment, coal to gas switching, energy efficiency improvements, and softer industrial production, which led to a 50-year low in 2023 of emissions from these quote-unquote advanced economies, which are the highest polluters, let's be honest. Meanwhile, coal demand has fallen to levels not seen since the early 1900s. Also, last year was the first in which at least half of electricity generation in advanced economies came from low-emission sources. Now, all of that is great news, but global emissions have increased by 1.1% in 2023, according to this report. I will caveat with my own little personal take here, which don't take my word for it, I'm just a dum-dum making assumptions, but in addition to the pandemic, a lot of this has to do with the military-industrial complex, which is notoriously terrible when it comes to environmental practices and, well, every other practice there is to practice. But who am I? Other than a weirdo in a closet. Anyway, it is undeniably exciting to see that we are moving towards more renewable energy and it's becoming more profitable, which makes that move a lot more logical for these capitalists who seem to not care that if the planet struggles, so do we. This article also talks about a couple AI developments that have helped with cancer detection. And I think it's important to remember that AI, when used for good, is actually a wonderful tool and strategy, and that's what it should be used for. As long as we pay attention to the regulations and the people utilizing AI to ensure that they don't just continue to exploit real humans while manipulating and utilizing things like AI, I think we're good. But in the news that got me in the feels today, Arizona has become the latest U.S. state to announce the cancellation of medical debt for residents in certain income brackets. And though I personally think the idea of medical debt is criminal, it is always pretty exciting when the government seems to get what the people want, you know? In a partnership with a nonprofit called RIP Medical Debt, the government, in addition to private donor funds, buy off and pay off healthcare debts. Similar schemes have launched in Connecticut and New York, and the nonprofit itself, RIP Medical Debt, has pardoned more than $8.5 billion of health bills for some 5.5 million U.S. families. And right now, in Arizona alone, they're about to wipe out $2 billion more. If y'all ever stumble upon good news like this, please send it my way. I'm always interested and I love sharing this stuff with you. Today's resource, written by Gavin Haynes, is located in the show notes if you're interested. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.